Alliance city leaders are stepping up efforts to clean up blighted properties. Mayor Andy Grove says the city is working to demolish the former USA gas station on West State Street. Officials are coordinating with the EPA, State Fire Marshal, Health Department, and Law Department after a leaking underground storage tank was discovered. The goal is to demolish the station for potential redevelopment. The city is taking legal action against the owner. Grove also announced enhanced code enforcement with measures including police drones to help inspect abandoned homes and homeless encampments. City Council approved updated engineering and planning fees. A potential class action lawsuit has been filed against the former operators of the House of Laredo Nursing Home in Canton. The lawsuit accuses Hurry Group LLC, Bharat and Parth Thakkar, and Aging with Care Foundation of failing to provide adequate care before the facility closed. The complaint filed last week in Stark County Common Pleas Court claims monthly fees increased by $1,000 while staffing and services were reduced. The case could represent up to 100 residents and families who stayed at the facility between 2025 and its closure in January. Two suspects are now in custody in connection with last week's fatal shooting of a 19-year-old Canton man. The U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force arrested 16-year-old Savion Monroe Monday afternoon at a home on Cleveland's east side after a brief standoff. He's charged with murder in the July 14th shooting death of Jordan Horton. 25-year-old Jason Singletary previously surrendered to Canton police and is charged with complicity to murder. He remains held in the Stark County Jail on a $1.5 million bond. A wanted man is facing more charges after police say he fired a handgun in a Canton neighborhood Sunday night. 42-year-old John Starn is accused of firing a round in the 1400 block of Norwood Place Northwest. Four teens were listed as victims, but no injuries were reported. Police say Starn was found nearby, intoxicated, and refused commands to surrender. He allegedly reached into his waistband and pulled out a loaded handgun before he was taken into custody. Starn faces charges including felonious assault, resisting arrest, and having a weapon under disability. He is due in Canton Municipal Court today. Starn was wanted on warrants issued by the Stark County Sheriff's Office. Louisville City Council adopted the Strategic Visioning Report Monday. More from WDPN's David Schurer.
The report is the product of 2 days of discussions in mid-June on the strengths, challenges, opportunities, and threats within the guidance principles of the process, which was evaluated on how council serves the Louisville residents. The goals include actions needed to produce economic development and preserve both the capital assets and the quality of life. The 14-page document is available for review at City Hall by request. Also adopted was the Leadership, Cultural, and Behavioral Commitments the Council seeks to build and maintain in their operating organization.
The city of Kent has a new police chief after a leadership change involving the former chief. Gary Stone took over the position July 13th after Nicholas Shearer voluntarily stepped down and returned to his role as an administrative captain. City officials tell the Akron Beacon Journal an internal investigation involving Shearer found no wrongdoing. Details were not released. Stone brings 42 years of law enforcement experience from the Lakewood Police Department. A Salem man will spend 2 decades in prison after pleading guilty to child sex abuse material charges. 38-year-old Scotty Skiba was sentenced in federal court to 20 years after admitting in February to receiving, distributing, and possessing illegal images of children. Court documents say a search of his Penn Avenue home led to the discovery of electronic devices containing more than 1,400 images and 38 videos. Skiba had been under investigation since February 2025. The West Branch Board of Education has approved plans to place a new permanent improvement levy before voters. On Monday, board members approved a resolution for a 5-year, 1-mil levy that will appear on the November 3rd ballot. It would generate about $441,000 annually for building and capital improvements. The board also approved bids from Skyline and Aztec Roofing for roof repairs at Knox Elementary, contracted with Damascus Fire Department for EMT coverage at football games, and approved staffing and handbook items for the upcoming school year. A Youngstown man accused of shooting into an SUV in Boardman has turned himself in and is facing attempted murder charges. Police say 35-year-old Eugene Tompkins surrendered Monday afternoon after a warrant was issued for 2 counts of attempted murder and improper discharge of a firearm. Tompkins allegedly fired 10 shots at a vehicle stopped at a red light on Meadowbrook Avenue and Southern Boulevard July 11th, wounding 2 women inside. The vehicle later crashed and rolled over while leaving the area. Tompkins is also accused of having a gun despite a prior felony conviction. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board is shedding more light on a plane crash in Geauga County that killed 3 people. The NTSB says the Piper PA-24-250 was flying from Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport to Geauga County Airport June 20th when it crashed in a field near Middlefield. Investigators say the plane began a descending right turn while approaching the runway before radar contact was lost. A witness reported seeing the aircraft dip a wing, turn sharply, and descend nose first into the field. The crash remains under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.